Previously on 24.
Is it real?
Mr. President.
David is wondering why I want him to fire Wayne.
Wayne and I became involved.
He had an affair. I think you'd agree, David. You wouldn't be where you are without my support over the years. I've never asked you for anything in return. But I'm asking you now. Fire Wayne.
Sorry, Alan, I can't do that.
And you know me well enough not to be surprised if there are repercussions.
I was with the Salazar brothers in Mexico. His transponder signal stopped working. We're doing everything we can to reestablish contact. I tell the Delta units to hold their position until I get back to you. Kim, do you know how to do a frequency scan?
Yeah.
We're trying to pick up your father's transponder signal. Michelle's already begun the scan. Coordinate with her.
I have a message from Jack. The father said they're going to buy. Jack is going to take it from them.
Jack promised to get me and my family out of here if I help you.
Then help me.
There's been a complication. Another buyer's interested in the virus. We'll hold an auction, and the virus will go to the highest bidder. Your bid is $225 million. Ours is $240. Nino, you win.
You're of no use to us anymore! You failed!
Ramon, don't do this! 5 hours ago, you were in an American prison, and now you're free because I broke you out! We can get the virus!
How'd you get the virus?
The woman, Nina! If I fail, you get to kill me, fine. But if I succeed, the deal will go forward. We'll be back on track. We'll all get paid!
The following takes place between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m.
I'm Howard Gordon. I'm one of the executive producers. And what I loved about this episode from the very beginning was after having sort of fooled the audience and been out of Jack's point of view, we finally were squarely in Jack's point of view once again. All our sort of old favorites like Nina was back in back in play.
Oh God!
Of course. A good torture scene never hurts.
I guess this is a good time to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Sarah Clark. I play Nina Myers.
Jack's last known position is here. NSA says they might be able to reposition a satellite, but it's going to take at least two orbits to get it over the area.
It'll be too late.
Sporadic satellite coverage is probably why the settlers of the virus chose that place to meet. It's Hector. Thread the call through our system.
So what's going on now, right? They're waiting to see if they can find Jack's signal.
Yes, Jack has, in true 24 fashion.
Oh, that's right. This is when he's undercover, right?
Right.
A division with the bureau chief. Couldn't talk.
Is there a problem?
No, I'm back at CTU now.
Again, for a very complicated plot, what I like is that here at least everything is square. We know who Gael is, we know that he's undercover, and as a writer, certainly it was a tremendous relief sorting out who knows what and where everybody is emotionally, and I felt that was kind of liberating after having done this very convoluted first half of the season.
What do you want me to do?
Bauer says he knows this woman, Nina. We're going to try to get it through her. Hold on.
And once again, the story starts, at a place which doesn't get any better. Nina has successfully won the bid and on this virus, which Jack has to get. I mean, who better than Nina to beat out Jack? And Jack has to talk himself out of being executed by the Salazars. So, kind of a vintage 24 setup.
One more thing. Bauer's partner showed up.
You have him?
These guys didn't know each other before you did this, right? The guys playing the
brothers? No, they didn't, but they got along. They became very fast friends.
Chase Edmonds is in field ops. I don't have access to their mandate.
You get access.
In fact, Vincent spoke with quite a pronounced accent.
All right.
There you go. but his real accent is quite a bit far from that, but he never would allow Joaquin to hear him speak with his real voice. So it was sort of a method technique. So not until he actually died later in the season would he allow anybody to hear him not as
Oh, really?
As Ramon Salazar.
We found your father. He's undercover with the Salazars. He's fine.
Thank God. What about Chase?
He's been captured.
The fact that Kim's working at the CTU, too, is an interesting idea this season, because it's sort of like you're thinking, oh, bring her closer to her father so he can watch her. But now she's like in just as much harm. But I guess it sets up a...
Well, it was either sort of, it was that or bust. We couldn't do any more cougars with her. And we...
Right.
But I think she actually did it, you know...
No, she definitely pulls it off.
And what's great about the season, too, is that we could do it three years after last year, which gives you sort of more
time
to earn the difference in who she was and who she is now.
Yeah, it is good that you get to see some of her father's influence come out and how she pulls it together to be able to work here.
I think what's good also with this episode is kind of the intersection of all these things that were promised at the beginning, Jack, Chase, and Kim. Jack, Nina, and you know, I mean, there are a lot of you know, Jack, Ramon, the two Salazar brothers, and Jack. All these sort of tensions are starting to like now bubble and boil to the surface. So I think we had a lot of good things to play here.
Exactly.
How long will it take to trace Amador's phone? If everything goes right, 10 minutes.
I'd call all clients, tell them there's been a delay.
I mean, this is a moment we certainly have been waiting for all season.
Right.
How to bring Nina back. And I think a lot of it was a function of last year when we sort of had thought we would kill your character and we couldn't find a satisfying way to end that story.
Right. Well, it was nice to see, you know, sort of the result and the the influences of where she's been and how she's changed, how I've changed.
Yeah.
You know, when I come back.
I think you actually... You found depths and colors in this character, and we obviously talked about it before you even came on that we hadn't seen or even thought about before. There's one, it's not this episode, so I guess we shouldn't talk about it. But my favorite moment of the season was later when Tony.
Best
moment, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a good. I think what was important too, and you were very helpful in this with me, Howard, was figuring out. Okay, now that it's been 3 years, you know, what does Nina want and what is she doing? And the fact that she comes back in contact with Jack is circumstantial. I don't think it was anything, I keep feeling like I'm going between she and I, that I would have intended.
I think
it's something that
it was
I thought,
not willful or,
you know, it was like that part of my life was over and that I wanted to, you know, move on, and so that when I come back in contact with him, it's like a whole new sort of set of troubles, and I have to like work my way around it.
Well, it's a little bit also like Kim coming back to see to you. It's not improbable or impossible that these two people who travel in these circles, you know, their paths would cross again.
Yeah.
I think that makes, you know.
Well, and something that I, you know, was realizing once we started shooting was that to come back near CTU at all would put me back in jail. Like the fact that I broke my exile to come.
Right.
I mean, so it instantly raises the stakes. I mean, supposedly going to make this deal for my buyer is got high stakes enough, but then to come in contact supposedly with CTU again makes it life or death. So it was a good setup.
Again, this was another fun complication that in the midst of this we discovered that Jack and Claudia,
that they've had a relationship.
That they've had a history too.
Yeah.
Adam says we're back in touch with Jack.
Yeah, we just heard from him.
How close are we to the virus?
We have the phone number of the seller, Michael Amador. We're running a passive triangulation right now.
Then what?
We pass the location of Amador on to Jack.
I would say this year, really, we really did plumb the depths of all these characters, Jack, Nina, and really, really, you know, figured out how far they'd go and what they had given up and who they were. I never felt more clear about who these people were, or never felt like I knew them as deeply as I do now.
Yeah. Well, I definitely feel, too, that it allowed me to go you know, even further into sort of the psyche of Nina and why, what motivates me now in my actions. I mean, setting up the scenes that are coming up.
I don't think we're spoiling them. I assume people who are listening, you know, have seen this, but the idea that, you know, there was a past between you and Jack that was not just cover, but that it really is that intersection between what's a cover and what's real. I mean, there was some reality to the relationship between you and Jack.
I definitely agree, and I think that's what makes it interesting, you know? It's not like...
Not just on your end and on his end, too.
Yeah.
And it's just so... And it really came across...
And you really want to be able to just kind of show that underneath all everything that's happened, that there still are two people here. That's what I was really striving, was to show that, you know, Nina is still a person and Jack and Nina are capable of making huge mistakes. I mean, Nina more than Jack, obviously, in this case, but that you kind of try to find the humanity in what they're doing.
Even though I gotta say later, her deep pathology was
yes,
so...
Yes, totally. For sure.
But she's still a human being. There, if you cut her, she still bleeds.
Every once in a while, you gotta show it.
But it's funny, all these things, what I like this year is we really had these great relationships. Even Michelle and Tony, their relationship was tested. And again, later, the fact that you had been with Tony, too, was a fun, you know...
I know, I was just causing
it's
trouble.
It's a good old-fashioned soap opera. Really.
Exactly. I know, and now we have a baby. Right.
Which I think, again, people were rolling their eyes. I think it turned out extremely well.
Oh, definitely. Because, I mean, when you really think about the humanity of, again, what people have to sacrifice to be able to work at the CTU. And then, of course, torture.
I read an interesting article. Of course, I can't remember any of it now, but it described the cathartic aspect of torture. Torture becomes this almost ritual on 24. Taking it.
Yeah. I'm so curious how they did that stuff. Was he really hanging up? Or no?
I think Ben is a particularly physical actor, so I think he, my guess is he was. I wasn't there.
Yeah. And then this is just so intense. I mean, that is just...
This is vintage Joel, I gotta say.
I mean, and the soundtrack is so good. It always continues to amaze me how effective it is. Yeah. I forget that in this, you know, for the first, like right now, you know, we're setting up sort of the next phase of the encounter with Amador. So we're seeing.
Right. Brewing tensions between the brother. You mean that? Or?
Yeah. That we've just left it so that I'm going to meet Amador, but I forget that in the first, you know, 15, 20 minutes or so, you're sort of looking at the other stories. Guy kind of looks like you, Howard.
Hey, what are you talking about?
A little bit, quick glance. You know, I was just saying before that I felt really stupid in that when I was watching... I kept wondering why we never got to see the Oval Office. I was like, you know, he's always in these random little offices. And then I remembered, oh, wait, he's in L.A. And then it made me think, like, what does the president do when he's in other, well, just in other cities, you know? He's got to be, does he execute business, like, all over the country in different offices, or?
On 24, he does.
On 24, he does.
We haven't lost the Senate vote.
We will. Unless you give in to his demands and fire me. We will. David, you don't have a choice.
He's really good. That's
not an option. I mean, as little as I liked this vote in the Senate, it was a good way to sort of indicate how much power Albert Hall's character had.
My affair with Milliken's wife was stupid and wrong.
Yes, it was.
It took us quite a while to find, I think, Palmer's story this year. And I think, you know, the Anne story ran its course. And as much as I liked it, again, I think it demonstrated, well, it was good for 8 or 9 episodes, but it was really about the sort of irreconcilable differences or the challenges of what it takes to be the president and sort of the moral compromises you do have to make that she was not willing to make.
Yes.
Learn to follow instructions, Justin.
This young woman is Jacqueline Silvers, happens to be Phil Silvers' granddaughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The babysitter.
How funny.
Don't you think? Not to me, it's not. Your job is in serious jeopardy. Whatever.
I really like Mary Lynn.
Oh, yeah. She's, again, somebody who is one of those wonderful surprises on 24.
Yeah. Very funny.
I hear her stand-up is amazing.
Oh, she's a comedian.
She does somewhere between performance art and stand-up.
Oh my God, I would love to see that.
Gael?
Yeah, we're tracking Amador. He's 7 miles north of Palo Verde.
And this is also too when you're starting to sort of get a glimpse into Gael, but you guys do an amazing thing with his character.
Oh, when he actually is. Yes. Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges of sort of making surprise and the unexpected things, reversals, be sort of your stock and trade is that can become a cliche by itself.
We're sure that they've got the virus. Then we go in, but not with an army of men. You have to let me go in alone.
You are not going anywhere alone. I'm not letting you out of my sight. We go together. Hector, you're better off here. And make sure that everyone is ready just in case.
I just have to say, watching Joaquin right now, he's so great. You know, he speaks like 6 languages.
Yes.
And
yeah.
He, to do all this in English, I mean, there were times when he would confuse languages and he'd be doing, you know, talking and he'd come out in Portuguese or something. But he always had this amazing intensity. He could have been speaking in anything and you would have gotten what he was giving you. He was great.
Vanessa, too, is a wonderful 24 actor. I mean, she mm-hmm. really...
Yeah.
I think in our early plans were to sort of really expand the story more. But, again, this thing sort of seems to run its own course.
Right. Well, probably you see quickly how long something can really be extended and then when something, yeah.
Hector's dressing. This is our best chance.
No, we can't.
Please don't argue. I need you to help me.
What do you want me to do?
Do something to the trunk so they can't follow us. Pull wires, whatever. They can search.
Where did you guys film all this? In the same place, Santa Clarita?
Mm-hmm.
It looks so different. I never remember seeing this set.
This moment.
Sure.
I mean, although she's kind of a gunball and has obviously made her, you know, again, her moral compromises in life, she's, again, still very human and you're really rooting for her. I mean, she's someone who found herself in a situation that she didn't have.
Right. Well, what was the deal? Like, he was undercover. Jack's character with them,
right,
and then
she was somebody who had a brother and a father who found herself in this sort of as the queen of this operation,
mm-hmm.
if not the queen, then certainly the beneficiary of it. But at some point, all the money wasn't worth it, and she wanted out. And Jack,
right.
when he was undercover, exploited that.
I see.
And although he actually had some real feelings for her, and that,
right,
you know.
So he had said that he'd come back and save her if she helped him?
Right.
Oh, so he...
No, actually, he had told her, right, that he would get her out of there.
Mm-hmm.
As in his role as, you know,
right,
bad guy.
So yeah, you can see why it was hard to convince her again to
trust him.
Yeah.
I love their relationship too. I really thought DB and
mm-hmm.
Julia were fantastic.
Yeah, she's a good actress. I liked her.
I do love it when you get all noble.
Julia.
What am I supposed to do? All of this is out of my control.
No, it's not. It's not, and I think you know that.
Where was this location? Was that here? Every time I see a new location, I'm like, now where'd they do that?
Tell him you'll leave him if he doesn't back off.
He'd never believe me.
Make him believe you.
I miss you. Do you miss me?
I find it interesting when the camera anticipated that move. I don't know if I like it or don't like it, but it kind of really worked. It's like the camera is leading the hand, you know,
right.
Is going to where the hand.
Aren't they in public? Now, why would they be doing this in public?
Oh, God, why do you have to ask me that question?
Howard, this is a chance to, you know, make us understand.
Really, let me think for a moment. I don't know the answer to that. It's a very good question.
But maybe they
it's not public. Maybe that's...
Yeah. It was some hotel lobby.
Right.
That it's away.
Yeah, you answered your own question. It's a Holiday Inn. There's one lone piano player, right, with a bowl with $3 bills in it.
I like how you guys put everything else out of focus, though, in the background. It's really beautiful when it's close. Everyone says, like, oh, 24, you have the super close-ups, you know. It's like you can't hide anything as an actor on this show.
No.
I mean,
no. Look at that! It's amazing, and it's very you know. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, the actors really have to know where they are and what they're thinking, because that's what you get half the time is what they're thinking and what
comes off the ice. Or at least look like they know what they're thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I just admire what you do so much, because when we write half the time, we're not entirely sure, because there are it is kind of knotted sometimes, and it is contradictory.
Well, I'm sure it's hard. I mean, and that's why, I mean, you can't think of
so much.
Every... why you can't... It's just why I call meetings. No. No, but I mean, you can't think of every possible angle, because you're thinking about the whole... I don't know how... I wouldn't be able to answer all the questions for every character. So, you know, it's nice to know that someone's obsessing on theirs and they bring in and show you holes. Like, oh, what about this, though? What about that?
No, that's why this thing always winds up being better than, you know, because it is this... great collaboration. When you bring, I love when you have problems.
Yeah. Oh my
good
God. This is like so brutal.
With this one in particular?
Yeah, just the torturing. I can't watch it. Look at his hole. Look at the hole in it. Ah, it's so brutal. I just thought Chase did a great job with this stuff, because you believe it, but it's. You believe
really,
he's strong and that he can. That it is believable that he can bounce back the way he does.
Because if you don't, they'll burn you alive. He's a stubborn one, isn't he?
We can handle him.
Oh.
Jeez.
See?
Got a phone! There's a gun on the table.
Yeah, I mean, he does that stuff so well. He's totally by it. That's something that always bugs me. When, like, someone, ouch, when they've been hurt, but then, like, you see, like, a hole, and, like, they're able to walk really well all of a sudden, and then they forget or something. But he doesn't. And this is, like, just so, like, I can't even watch. Everyone turn away.
Oh.
It's just so bad. Oh, ow. But again, Chase, he pulls it off.
What's a moment clearly inspired by?
Wasn't it like Stallone?
Rambo? Yeah.
Isn't that pathetic that I know that?
Yes, it really is. I'm surprised.
I like this guy too.
Yes.
You guys got it. I mean, did such a great job with the cast.
The cast, yeah, it's great.
Come on.
Dr. Wesley to pick up something for him.
What?
It's none of your business.
It's like, oh. Oh, God.
This just is like, 24, you know, things go from bad to worse. Which yeah. Is really.
But this was one of, I remember when I read this reveal, I was truly like gasped. And it's like, that's what's so cool about the show, the way you guys, you know, you get them, they get away, you think everything's cool. And I remember when I read, you know, that she, whatever. This Everyone is, knows this, but you're right.
I gotta say, this is such a cool, I mean, just strictly as a shootout, yeah. It's just, I find it world class. I think it's just great.
Yeah, this angle is great. But I just remember it was, you know, one of the few times when I'm actually reading a script and I go, oh my God. And I did, because you just think everything's okay.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, especially because he's like, thank you. That's right.
I know. He's thanking a dead person.
Yeah.
I like, love that look, too.
Yeah. I know. And then, like, he's left. He doesn't know if the dad's going to freak out and, like, kill him or...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a
well, there's always
moment.
A price to pay. And again, that's... Well, not all, you know...
Yeah.
Hopefully there's a price to pay.
I mean, that's just the loneliest feeling in the world. He's, like, got to go to break the news to them. The Salazar story, I mean... Not trying to be biased just because I'm in it, but it was my favorite story just because I thought you really get to see
right
behind the scenes. I'm just realizing, like, I don't think I come on until the end. like
that's good,
I'm
though.
Commenting.
Hey.
Yeah, we're building it up.
Paul Schulze also. I mean, again, this is a cast that kept on giving. Paul just...
Yeah. I know, you want to think he's just the asshole, but he's not. You see that he's got a job to do, and that he.
Do you know what? Did you read on past? Do you know any more past your when you left?
I've been watching the last couple.
Okay.
But I heard through the grapevine.
Oh, okay.
Something happened. Yeah. This is like classic too.
Again, we really got...
He's got the best smuck.
Technically, there's no specific rule preventing me from bringing
There's no specific rule because it's common sense. Now get rid of it.
If I could, I would. Unfortunately, my babysitter hit me with some very unprofessional behavior.
I want the baby out of here, Chloe. Now. Or find someone else to do your job.
Parents are a protected group.
I mean,
even though what
Maryland.
She's saying is true, it's just still hysterical. I don't know why, because it's just her delivery.
It is, but only she could deliver it. And this is, again, a storyline that everyone was so concerned about and begged us not to do. And I think, again, it's not what it appears to be, you know. And so I think that whatever people dismissed it as, you know, I think they kind of ate it. Ultimately, people thought it worked out really well.
Definitely.
I think one of the powers of the show, you said you're not in it until the end. I think part of the great power of the show is exactly that, you know. Jack isn't in it all that. I mean,
no, I know. Much. Oh, and it's not that. No, I mean, I wasn't trying to say that it's not. It's just.
But I think that's why we
comedy,
have the intensity.
Yeah.
That's why it's so.
That's true. I just, you know, need comedy.
Oh, you just want more screen time.
No, I just want to feel like I know what I'm talking about, and I'm just kind of like, hey, tell me about this. Tell me about that. Howard's like, I don't know.
Let me see the night's call.
This was always cool, though, the little green cam. And when I remember it was a big deal because we had the continuity of, like, my hair being up and hair being down.
Oh,
and
really?
I was, like, deciding that I had to
get my hair. Because you had to commit to, right.
One. And so I was like, at some point we got to put my hair up, guys, because it's just going to get ratty. And so I made a point at some point on screen to be having my... Be putting my hair up so then we could commit to the old ponytail. I don't know. Like, you think about things like that, though, because. Just in case Almodovar tries to mobilize
his resources outside this perimeter. Yeah, and I love the way Joaquin is always just measuring Jack's words. It's just this constant, you know, do I trust him? Don't I trust him?
Yeah.
Should I or shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when Kiefer does that. I just love watching him.
Yeah. No, and you guys set up this really intense fight sequence that he did amazingly well.
You mean after in the next episode or in this one?
No, in this one. When he comes,
oh, yeah,
before he comes in. I'm always amazed when I read it and then I see it happen.
You and me both. I think we have a lot of people who make us look really, really good.
And I noticed that you guys have, like, the Hummers. Hummers are for the bad guys.
Yeah.
Is that you guys saying something about
him? I personally drive a Prius.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. I mean, they're all bad because everyone's using the gas guzzlers, but it just seemed like everyone's in
Hummers. Yeah, no, I think
I guess it's more military type. But this is the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was great. My henchman. Bodyguard. He was very funny when in the last episode. I was trying to get him to say a line because we had this whole, you know, in the back
episode. Oh, yeah, of course, right.
And I was like, you got to push this for me. Otherwise, it's just going to, you know, I said it'd be great. And he's like, well, I want to say this. I'm like, just say it. So then, of course, they're like, oh, yeah, Sarah, you're getting into talk.
$1,000, right.
Or something. But no, he has lines in this one. So he was already a speaking guy. But it's just something about now in lighting. And I forget how hard that is to accommodate. But he was wonderful. And what's so funny, though, he's such a tough guy, but when you see, when we get inside, there were bats, and he was so scared.
Were they really bats?
There was a bat, there was a rat, a mouse, and he was like, oh my God, there's a Batman, we gotta get out of here, and he was so scared. It was very funny. No, wait, here you go, here you get to see. This is when I'm putting the hair up. So that I get to put the ponytail.
Now, why is that again? Because you wanted to, that's just what you wanted to commit to.
Well, because then I just knew that it would be away from my face. And, like, they're always like, right. Sarah, get your hair. And I was going to be handcuffed.
I see.
I knew what was coming up.
See, that's so smart.
I have to think about these things ahead of time. Because I'd had short hair, you know. So now to have long
hair
again.
Were those extensions or were those real?
That's the extensions. My hair's almost that length now, but that was a huge discussion, too, you know,
I remember
because
that.
We wanted me to look really different after 3 years. And I thought, you know, what better to show the passage of time than, you know, the hair. And I also wanted to show that it was just, you know, a different person. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. When he does this whole fight thing and they come and shoot at him, it's just very well executed. And, of course, it's like 3 in the morning, and it was so cold. You would never know it, but it was very cold that night. And here I'm in these high heel boots. I'm, like, holding on to my guy, like. Don't move. Drop the gun. What was really fun, too, is the Jack, or Kiefer. He's the one who came up with this next move, you know. I said, well, I guess I have to keep my briefcase. You know, do I drop it? Do I bring it in? Because it's potentially, unless you make me drop it, a weapon. And he's like, no, that's exactly right. I think I turn around and you clock me with it. And I thought, oh, that's great. It's great that he's going to let me do that.
Oh.
And, yeah, like he really did that fall and all that stuff.
That's a great look. Oh.
But it was so satisfying. But it took, I mean, you know, it's a very specific move, and by the end, my arm was killing me because like the first time you're like, oh yeah, I can do this, but I take 20.
What was in it? Was it empty?
It was empty, but it's just the angle. You have to hold it at a certain way for the camera to buy it somehow out, and it was like doing a bunch of push-ups, but it was fun to do.
As far as I can tell, we're about 15 miles east of Salazar's base camp. You should be able to lock onto the cell.
We got Delta teams in the area. We'll send a chopper as soon as we triangulate. What about Jack?
You went with Ramon Salazar to find Amador and the virus.
How long ago?
About half an hour.
Tony, can you tell the chopper I'm bringing two people out with me? And the body of the woman who helped me escape.
Who was she?
Claudia.
Detective Salazar's girlfriend. I've got her father and her brother.
Got him. There's a Delta team less than 10 minutes away.
All right, can you hang tight for 10?
I don't know. Just get them here.
Just sit tight. They're on their way.
Can you tell Ken that Tell her I'll call her when I'm on safe ground.
The makeup people loved using all the blood that they did, making like war paint.
I like the idea that we sold this off camera, that, you know, we didn't see the moment. It's really played from Chase's point of view.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's something you guys do, I mean, on 24, right? You pick a character and then tell the story from their point of view.
Right.
And it's so fascinating to watch it shift, you know?
So. Mm-hmm. Here it goes.
Yeah, right. But it was fun to get together with you to be able to come up with, okay, what is the scene about?
By the way, I got to admit, I was unconvinced, so I sort of shared your skepticism in terms of, and this went through so many different drafts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But in terms of
what was going on internally.
Yeah, and what would make her just not kill him? What would make me not kill him?
There's a real, and again, there's some real curiosity going on here, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think you realize, too, that I'm completely alone at this point and how vulnerable that is in this situation. I don't know just how interconnected this whole thing is. I mean, if I kill Jack, then I've got the Salazars on my ass. I think all of a sudden you see that she's so vulnerable. I'm so vulnerable. I keep going.
But I think what's really good here also is the idea that she's really taking his temperature.
Yes. Yeah, because she...
I mean, it's almost like, oh, Jack, you finally are coming to the place that I have been at for such a long time. Man.
Yeah. Well, and I think it would be reassuring to think that I would have him on my side.
Right.
Sort of.
But on side meaning...
Meaning that he's in his...
He's been disabused of all the illusions that he's been toiling under for all these years.
Yes.
Patriotism, good
exactly.
and bad.
That's what I mean. It's like she thinks that he's changed and that he... That is as desperate as I might have been at that moment that I did that. That's reassuring. And the money and what that meant for me to be able to have that much power to change my life.
Right.
I can never go back there again. This is my one shot at a big score. After that, I swear to you, I just want to disappear.
Wasted enough time, Nina. You kill him, or I'm calling in.
Fair enough.
Once again.
Yeah.
Jack at the brink.
I think at that point too, I'm still deciding. And then I'm still like, which would be more helpful for me.
But that's a moment that, you know, we write and it's just a line and then it becomes this huge moment that really, you know, becomes very defining.
Yeah, and I remember the director was very specific about the moment after too.
Mm-hmm.
And what he thought would be the clearest, and it was really helpful for me.
I went to see Julia.
What?
Just to see if she would help us.
I think the thing that's most important too is that we see where this now goes is really, you know, we wanted to make it believable, but also give people sort of, I guess what, in terms of, you know, what everyone is saying is like, you do see the history between the two of them when when Jack and I are together, you see how well they work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so leading up to this encounter, you know, there are so many questions to be answered and so many things you want to see played out in some ways. And what's amazing about you guys is that you write something that puts people in a position of like, oh God, I didn't think it would go like that, or oh, I.
Right.
That's surprising that it does go like that. You know, yeah.
And even the more uncomfortable, you know, this was a moment we designed. This whole episode was around the moment that's coming up between you and Jack, and you know, we. It's almost like we didn't. getting there was a contortion, and in the end really helped to, I think, sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just too good not to do, and almost
exactly.
I think that's what you felt when you had some initial objections, because I don't think we actually had earned it quite as well in that draft. I think that it was a process.
Oh, definitely. And also it's setting up, too, you know, the tension of we don't know what's around the corner. We don't know when Amador's supposed to be there. We don't know if someone else is going to come and intercept the buy, the exchange.
Look at this moment, of course. This is...
Oh, that's right. I forgot this is when she comes back in.
David, what's wrong?
I need your help.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm downtown. I need to see you tonight.
There's a very similar dynamic going on between the two of these two as well. I mean...
Absolutely. I mean, these are relationships that have been broken apart by all these, for various reasons, and now are circumstantially coming together again.
Yep.
People were very happy to see her back.
Yes.
It's always fun to write for her.
Yeah. And of course, this is always satisfying when you guys split up the screen and you get to see all these things happening simultaneously.
How am I going to play this?
Right.
You really did break Salazar out of prison.
I'm not the man you knew before.
I don't know about that.
This is interesting, too, is as much as they played this out, I mean, the pauses.
Oh, man.
They,
meaning the editors, you mean, or...
The editors, because it didn't, when we shot it, there...
It was faster?
The pauses, these pauses weren't as big. I think I'll show you what I mean. They extended it a little bit. Yeah, see this. This is where it's sort of like these are surprisingly
a
different. You know, we did it 3 or 4 times, and they extended this for a while. But it's good. It works well.
And of course, I mean, the big question is how far are we going to take this in this episode? And
what is so funny though is like the different takes we did. You know, I mean, at first, it's like this was one of the last ones we did where we slowly went in because it was. Oh, my God, how do we play it? Because I think the first one we were just like, oh, let's just get it over with. Because you just don't know how to deal with it. But then,
Here we are. Well, what'd you think? No, I mean, no, that was really the moment. And we said the whole episode was designed, we want these two to kiss. We want Jack to have to do what is probably the most difficult thing for him to do. And difficult not because it's difficult, because he actually, part of him liked kissing her once upon a time, which is probably the greatest sin of all. I mean...
Right. Well, and vice versa.
I mean, it really was the two of them meeting at this great place. And I know I'm watching next week.
Yes, good.